One morning, one morning in May, I overheard a married man to a young girl say, "Go dress you up, pretty Katie, and come along with me across the blue mountain to the Allegheny. I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy myself another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every tavern, we'll drink when we're dry, across the blue mountain goes my Katie and I." Then up spoke the mother, and angry she was there. Oh, daughter, he is a married man, and there's plenty of young men more handsome than he. So let him take his own wife to the Allegheny. Oh, mother, he's the man of my heart. And wouldn't it be a dreadful thing if we were to part? I'd envy every woman that I'd ever see go across the blue mountain to the Allegheny. We left before daybreak on a buckskin and run, past tall shimmering pines where the mockingbirds moan, past dark cabin windows where eyes never see, across the blue mountain to the Allegheny. Past dark cabin window where eyes never see, across the blue mountain to the Allegheny.
Maybe Richie Leonard, Jimmy O'Hay, and we'd ride out of town. Bozo the dog running along behind the bicycles in case we got attacked.
Dun, da, 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 da.
When I was a young fella, about 11 or 12, one place we used to go was called Ballincollig Castle. It was the most beautiful place. We'd get together in the morning, round up the bicycles. Myself, Dave Murph, Johnny Isaac, Davy Isaac, Brendan Holland, maybe Richie Leonard, Jimmy O'Hay, and we'd ride out of town. Bozo the dog running along behind the bicycles in case we got attacked. He was a massive dog. Nobody knew who owned Bozo, but he'd follow those Isaac boys to the ends of the earth. Anyway, we'd stop at the shop and we'd ride out of town, out into the countryside. Well, the sun would be shining, the birds would be singing, out to Ballincollig, up the back road, past the mill, down the hill, through the gap, and there, three fields across, there she stood. Beautiful Ballincollig Castle, all shining in the morning sunlight, all gentle and noble, like an ancient castle from a fairy tale. Well, we took the castle, we defended the castle, we fought and died for Ireland in Ballincollig Castle. We climbed the tower, we lit the fire. Da 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 da. And then, ladies and gentlemen, then the sun climbed high up into the sky and fell down the other side. And that day ended, and the following day ended, and time went by. And next thing, incredibly, unbelievably, I grew to be a man. And I forgot all about that time in Ballincollig Castle until one day I happened to be out that way. I happened to have some time on my hands. I thought I would go and visit the old castle and see how things stood with her. Well, I drove in my car out to Ballincollig, up the back road, past the mill, down the hill, looking for the castle. No sign of any castle. Out the road, back in the road, I met a man by the side of the road. "Where's the castle?" "Ah," he said, "it's very hard to get to it now," he said. "Over there, behind the trees." Because, ladies and gentlemen, a great forest of houses had grown in all the fields around Ballincollig since I was a boy. And a great forest of thorn trees had grown all around the old castle itself. Well, I fought my way through the thorns, and scratched and bleeding, I stumbled at last on the old keep. And there she stood, as beautiful as ever. Beautiful Ballincollig Castle, all shining in the morning sunlight, all gentle and noble, like an ancient castle from a fairy tale. About a million crushed and battered beer cans shining like gold and silver in the morning sunlight all around her feet. Anyway, I walked around and the memories came rushing back. I was wondering what happened to lads. I climbed the tower and I fell into a dream. And there, in the topmost turret of the topmost tower of Ballincollig Castle, I saw the most beautiful woman you have ever seen lying there on a bed of roses. She opened her eyes. "John," she said, "I thought you'd never get here." "I know," I said. "Life's been tough, but here I am now." Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, at that exact second, a freezing, chilling, knifing, a bitter wind blew through the cold stone, glassless windows of the tower, and I turned around, and she was gone. Down. Anyway, about 10 days later, I was inside in a pub in town, and I was introduced to this woman. We were introduced by a poet called Diarmaid O'Dolig. I recognised her instantly as the woman I had glimpsed in my vision in the tower. After that, ladies and gentlemen, we got to know each other. And then, eventually, we fell in love. Slowly, but surely. And after that, we lived together for a long time. Together, we lived happily ever after. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If there's any lies in it, they can stay there now. All I got for it was a pair of silver wings, a golden crown, and a place in heaven.
That's the story, and he's sticking to it. That's Johnny Spillan, and the song is Beautiful Ballincollig. And this is Pat here tonight at Shulte Gael. I'm going to play some more tunes for you. I'd call this set, let's call it the Cindy Reich set, because it goes out to Cindy. Cindy's kind of the queen of the Celtic airwaves. If our own Carl Comley is the king, and he is, and I'm standing up and bowing to the shrine in the corner, but Cindy is just an amazing proponent of the music for years and years. She's worked down in the Springs and Fort Collins, and just supports, you know, all the public radio, the Celtic music, and she's a horse person by trade, so she sometimes works out of town. She's currently in California, but she sent me this. The second CD that we had on here was Neve Parsons and Graham Dunn, and the song is called Across the Blue Mountain, and Neve actually mentions Cindy here in the liner notes. That Cindy actually gave Neve this song and suggested that she sing it, "Across the Blue Mountain." It's actually an American tune from the collection of Sarah Cleveland, who was around from like 1905 to 1992, and she collected. She lived up around the Upper Hudson Valley in upstate New York, and she collected you know, a bunch of tunes, and that was one which I think is very well done. If you like that song from Neve Parsons, Across the Blue Mountain, her album here with Graham Dunn is called The Kind Providence, and it's got some great, she sings, she has a wonderful voice, and, you know, she tells a story when she sings, and there's never a two-minute song from Neve, nor would you want one. So, and we started the set out tonight with a band called Furry Village out of Galway. Not sure if they're around. They probably are. I know that the players are around. And it was one of those kind of get-together bands. They did the tune here, or the song She Moved Through the Fair. And I don't know, the Maureen Fahey's been around in and out of Denver with the Chieftains and Riverdance. And if you're around here for a while and recall Real Time coming in here years ago, she, along with her husband Chris Kelly and Brendan Hayes but anyways, Maureen gave me this song here, Furry Village, and she said it was her brother Gerald and a couple other family members, Yvonne and Terry, and if you're a fan of Irish music, you know of Micheál and Maria and the Domino, you know, they're big up in the Irish music world, and so they get together down in Galway and put out some fun stuff, and that was the song that they gave me, She Moves Through the Fair. We're going to put on some more and keep some tunes rolling, but I think, since I stopped this little break, you know, I'm going to just announce a couple things going on here, or at least one thing is going on this weekend, because I just got the email here. There's a band out of Austin, Texas called The Here and Now, and it features Neve Fahey on fiddle, and she's from County Meath. I don't know if she's related to Maureen, but anyway, she's in the band along with some other American fellas, and they're going to be in concert this Saturday, August 12th at 7:30 p.m., up in the Boulder area, and you probably can best, it's a house concert, so, you know, I don't like to give out addresses and that, so you can Google The Here and Now and get information from them. I think you can Google Irish house concerts as well and get the particulars in that, but it's a Saturday, and they're also, for some of you guys who play, they're also giving some workshops as well, I believe. And also a notice came over here, the email from Irish Revels. They're going to have another audition at the end of the month here, August 27th, from noon to 5:30 at the First Congregational Church in Boulder. So this is the Revels theme this year is Irish Revels. There should be a lot of fun, a lot of music and dancing. You can, if you're interested in auditioning to perform, you don't have to be a pro. A lot of people first time at it will go in there. It's a community event. And, you know, but, you know, if you do play, they'd love to have you. If for some reason that date doesn't work for you, you can contact, I'll give you this email here of the director there is chad@rockymountainrevels.org. That's Chad, C-H-A-D, @rockymountainrevels.org. You can make some alternate arrangements with him. Should be cool. I hope the Boulder session comes together on this, and, you know, everybody could chip in. All, you know, the way the music is, you could trade players in and out, and nobody know except us. Well, I'm going to play some music, and then I'm going to come back and, you know, talk to you about some of the upcoming events here. And let's see, what should we put on first? Okay, how about the chocolate biscuit set?
Thank you. about it. Move him, do it, put him in, and move him, do it, put him in, and move him, do it, put him into the costola gowns. Move him, do it, put him in, and move him, do it, put him in, move him, do it, put him into the costola gowns.
Do you love an apple? Do you love a pear? Do you love a laddie with curly brown hair? And still I love him, I can't deny him, but I'll be with him wherever he goes. Bugger all, but still I love him. I can't deny him, but I'll be with him wherever he goes. He stood at the corner a fag in his mouth, two hands in his pockets, he whistled me out. Ah, but still I love him, I can't deny him, but I'll be with him wherever he goes. He works at the pier for $9 a week on Saturday night. He comes rolling home drunk. Ah, but still I love him. Wherever you
There you go, the legendary Buffy band. And let's see. Let's hold up on that a little bit here. This is Pat. You're listening to Schultegale here. And wanted to say a couple things here. Some upcoming shows that I promised you. Some of Roger's stuff. The first that set here we just listened to was the Bothy Band. It was the Kesh Jig. Do You Love an Apple? By the Outside Track. Sleepy Maggie with Ashley McIsaac and Mary Jane Lamont on vocals there. And we started out with the Chocolate Biscuit set by Rock Salt and Nails. I mentioned the Bothy Band there at the end of, September 21st through the 25th, there's going to be the Great Spanish Peaks Festival again. And that's down in Spanish Peaks country down there, like, you know, La Vida, Huerfano County area down there, Walsenburg, La Vida, Gardner, Cuchara. It's very cool if you're into the tradition. If you're into tradition music and a lot of classes, concerts, there'll be a lot of sessions and fun stuff going on. Highly recommend it. You know, if you want to take a little, weekend break or something, that's probably the best way to do it, to kind of immerse yourself in it. They get some great talent down there. They'll be teaching and talking and playing, including the Old Blind Dogs, the Screaming Orphans, Robbie O'Connell, two people who are on the in the Bothy Band, Kevin Burke, fiddle, and the Irish piper, Paddy Keenan, Ed Miller, the Scottish ballad singer. The Hives will be there along with Tygo Maher. And Ben Miller, Anita McDonald, Martin D. Kogan. Pretty tasty menu of things to see. You can pick up the August Celtic Connection. There are some things there. If you want the whole enchilada, go to CelticMusicFest.com. That's the Spanish Peaks Celtic Music Fest site. It's just plainly CelticMusicFest.com. So there you go. Man, September is a great month for trad folks, I tell you. Martin Hayes, Dennis Cahill coming in to the Soiled Dove in Denver on the 30th. That's Saturday, a Saturday night with Martin and Dennis. What a great time that will be. You can go to SoiledDove.com, and those are reserved seats. Now, we have our good friend, Roger Harrell will be, every month he puts in the Kilter notes into the Celtic Connection. They're also up online at CelticConnection.com. But Roger is just fantastic here in the local music scene, going out and, keeping tabs all of our great regional people, musicians, performers, and also others who come through our town. I'll just pick out a few that he's got coming in here, coming up this weekend or beyond. Pachin's going to be at Murphy Creek on the 13th, and on the Golden Speakeasy in Miner's Alley on the 26th. That's in Golden, Colorado. There's a progressive multi-instrument band from Indiana called Celtica. They'll do an over 21 show on the 11th. That'll be this Friday night at Nixon's Smokehouse Barbecue in Fort Collins. Avernine, one of our favorite local gang here, it'll be at Ned Kelly's on the 26th. They're also going to be at Clancy's Celtic Fest. So I'll tell you more about that here in a minute. And on the 27th. And Adam, who's in the band, he'll be at the Clock Tower playing on the 12th, 10th at 11 p.m. I see Roger's keeping us on his toes by putting the dates and latest to earliest. But 12th and 10th down to Clock Tower, you can see Adam from Aberdeen. Doug will be down at the Old Pearl Street Farmers Market on the 20th, and on the 19th, he'll be at the Boulder Farmers Market. They'll be at the Farmers Market, on the 20th, and on the 19th, Boulder's Market. Okay, that could be a typo here, so I apologize, but... and this is on the 13th Boulder Farmers Market. So maybe it's the two dates. Wild Mountain will be at the Carnation Festival in Wheat Ridge on the 12th this weekend. They'll also be at Wild Mountain, at Clancy's Irish Pub Fest in Wheat Ridge later this month. Let me just tell you about that now because we're going to be bumping across it here. It's on the... the 26th and 27th of August, it's going to be up there at the Clancy's Irish Pub. They've got a big parking lot. They're a big venue if never been there. Real nice place, good food, good folks in that. So they're up on like 7,000 West 38th and Wheat Ridge. It's not the old Clancy's if you haven't been there in a long, long time. They moved to the... that address I just gave you on West 38th. And so they're going to have, and this is really due, I think, to the demise of the Celtic Harvest Festival in Edgewater, which will not happen this year. So folks kind of banded together and are doing something at Clancy's. You're going to have a Wild Mountain will be there, and Angus Moore will be there, Lockheed, Aberdeen, Wicked She-Hogs, Roisin, the Bow, Juice of the Barley, Mulligan Stew, and Queen City, and Michael Collins Pipe Bands. So that's going to be a fun weekend up there at the 26th and 27th up there at Clancy's Irish Pub in Wheat Ridge. So if you want some more information about them, there's a phone number, 720-456-7320. That's 720-456-7320. And let's see, the Mulligan Stew are going to be at the Zone Sports Bar in Golden on the 13th, and on the 27th, they're going to be at Clancy's. Celtic Chaos is at the Celtic House Pub in Parker on Friday night. This Friday night, the 11th. Caratrom, it's a Gaelic word that means bold friend. It's the stage name for Tim Baldwin. He'll be at the Carbon Cafe, the Laughing Goat Coffee House in Boulder on the 10th. That's tomorrow, right? Okay, I think it is. The Dickens House in Longmont on the 18th. And the Louisville Farmers Market on the 19th. So there you go. That's Rogers. So, some of them, not all of them. You can get all of them at the August in the August Celtic Connection, or you can go online to CelticConnection.com and see his in his entire entry for August. I mentioned the Spanish Speaks Fest, and I mentioned Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill coming up. The Soiled Dove. I don't think I mentioned Scaryvore. They were voted in Scotland the live act of the year. Mick McNeil from Simple Minds, the good, great Scottish band, says Scaryvore are the most promising young band in Scotland today. And it's seven guys, a lot from bagpipes to accordion to fiddle to guitars, and one of the local in the media up there in Scotland said that seven of the best musical ambassadors Scotland could ever have wished for. A living, breathing, 14-legged party waiting to happen. Well, that party's going to happen for the first time in Colorado, Sunday, October 8th. It's going to be one of those famous matinees at the Soiled Dove, but it's also easy on a lot of people's schedule. There's free parking. You got the tavern right up on top. You can eat. You can dine. It's kind of one-stop shopping, I guess, for your entertainment needs. As far as, I mean, it's very, very easy place. Tickets are reserved, so you can reserve your seats, and you can get those online at soiledove.com, or you can call 303-830-9214. That's 303-830-9214. And again, the name of that band, the live act of the year from Scotland, it's called Skerryvore. Skerryvore. Not scary. Scary. All right. Well, I mentioned Roger, and Roger dropped off, thank you very much, Roger, at the house, a CD of a local band here, The Juice of Barley. They're also going to be playing at the Clancy's Celtic Festival. And we always love to support our regional talent here. So let's start out this next set here with Juice o' the Barley.
Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, whoa, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. 'Tis of a brave young highwayman the story we will tell. His name is Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilwood Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, woe brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, as Willie he went down, he met the mayor of Cashiel, a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, young man, said he, your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, woe brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan's wife had gone to town, provisions for to buy. And when she saw her Willie, she commenced to wave and cry. Said, hand to me that tinpenny, as soon as Willie spoke. She handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor. Woe brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. This loaded blunderbuss, the truth I will unfold. He begged the mayor to tremble, then he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there. So he with horse and saddle to the mountains did repair. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor. Woe brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan made an outlaw upon the mountains high, with cavalry and infantry to take him they did try. He laughed at them with scorn, until at last was said, by a false-hearted woman he was cruelly betrayed. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, woe brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, woe brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
There you go. That was Brennan on the Moor from Juice o' the Barley here, local band. Thanks again, Roger, for dropping that one off for us. And that's it for tonight for us on Shoal to Gale. I'd like to thank you all for listening in and spending the hour with us. We're on every Wednesday from 7 to 8 o'clock here on KGNU. And, you know, KGNU at Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And we're on the Translators K229AC in Netherlands and K254CH in La Porte, Colorado. So that's enough for us tonight. We're gonna have some great music coming up. Indra's gonna be on Musical Monday. Have a great night, and here comes Musical Monday.
Vai minha tristeza e diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade, a realidade é que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza. É só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim. Não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ela voltar, se ela voltar, que coisa linda, que coisa louca. Pois há menos peixinhos.